This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Amy Cornell, AMYCORNELL, date of birth 09/08/1981, date of appointment April 23, 2026, requesting session Walter Cummings, WALTERCUMMINGSDO. Dear Dr. Cumming, I have the pleasure of seeing Amy Cornell today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the hospital on 4/19/2026. Because she woke up with a funny feeling on the tongue. She developed right-sided facial droop. She cannot chew properly, cannot close the right eye. She came to the emergency room. CT of the head was done and it was negative. CT angiogram of the head and neck was also negative. MRI of the brain was with a normal limit, echocardiogram also done. She went home in stable condition with diagnosis of right Bell's palsy. Now today she is here in my office for follow-up. She is feeling little better. Now she can partially close the right eye, feeling tingling and twitching. She can chew on the left side. She's still on steroid and antiviral agent. She's going to see cardiologist and primary care doctor. Her Lyme test is done, which is negative. Past medical history. Bell's palsy. Cervical strain, kidney stone, cervical radiculopathy, past surgical history, hysterectomy, tonsillectomy, cholecystectomy, tubes in the ear, allergy to amoxicillin, medication, presently prednisone, valacyclovir. She also take acetaminophen and magnesium. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, but she was a former smoker. 15 years ago, she drinks alcohol, wine, 2 to 4 times in a month. She does not use any drugs. She is a teacher. She has a master's degree. She is married, live with the husband, have 2 children. Family history, mother alive and healthy, father deceased, diabetes, heart disease. 2 sister, 1 sister deceased, sorry, 2, no sister, 2 brothers, 1 brother deceased due to cardiomyopathy and Crohn's disease. The other brother is alive and healthy. Review of the system, personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having right-sided Bell's palsy, numbness and tingling. Physical examination. blood pressure 140/90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue, please rewrite again. There is a right-sided lower motor neuron type of facial droop present. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of right-sided Bell's palsy. Her Lyme titer is negative. She is on prednisone, an antiviral agent. She is improving little bit. She will improve more slowly. Facial exercises explained to the patient. Prognosis also explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.